spiritual movements in Hungary. The Holy Spirit created new spiritual movements in the church in the 20th century. As in the medieval times, when different orders and pious associations were born of the Holy Spirit's charismatic blessings, the 20th century saw a resurrection of a number of religious movements by the Eucharistic Spirit of Pentecost. The spiritual movements foreshadowed the statements of the Second Vatican Synod. They established that Christians have a duty of apostolic mission, and it is necessary the manifestation of testimony for spreading the word of the Lord. It is also realized that the essence and heart of gospel need to be portrayed to the world that God eternally loves all souls. It is also shown that the church is a communal eternity by definition. Christianity can be fully lived only in loving and praying communities. Cursillo, Focolare, New Road of Catechism, Comunione e Liberazione, the charismatic movement and others were born within this spiritual idea in the 20th century. Most of these movements appeared soon in Hungary as well. The Hungarian Christian community, however, created some characteristic, typical homeborn movements that are close to the local mentality as well. Such association is the Regnum Marianum, Virgin Mary's Kingdom, which is focused on youth organizations and education. The core of the movement was overseen by 9 priests in Budapest. They, since 1901, shared their living environment and spiritual worldview. The movement's characteristic is that they gather children from very young age, 6-7 years of age, in groups to nurture friendship. All of these communities, besides organizing Bible studies, games, sincere conversations, and prayers, participate in hikes, camps, where they learn self-sufficiency. From an early age, the children develop friendships and loving relationships that later shield them from the treacherous roads of adolescence with the power of communal feel and keep them together in faith. The closeness to nature itself is a great experience for the children, helping them strengthen their closeness to God. It is also a significant part of the movements that their leaders are also young, just barely, sometimes 3 or 4 years older than the children they are responsible for. These leaders are accepted by the members being young themselves. It also helps them become a responsible Christian adult when they experience the responsibility of showing leadership in spiritual and human development. There is another significant part of the movement Regnum Marianum that strengthens its importance. It operated during the communist regime where their members, priests and civilians alike, risked being persecuted and sentenced to long jail time by the regime just for showing their loyalty to their young members, Christ, and their faith. The charismatic movement manifests some typical Hungarian characteristics. The New Jerusalem community is one of such display. The society, besides living the life of Christ with praying, adoration, and creating small communities, it takes an integral part in evangelization and helping the poor. They operate a homeless shelter in Budapest, where they help numerous people find Christ, thus shredding the addiction of drugs and alcohol and start a new life. The organization played a significant role in the Budapest Városmisszió, Budapest Castle Mission, in 2007. And since then, they spread the good word of the gospel in Hungary and in neighboring countries. They manifest and strengthen their beliefs and project the power of the Holy Spirit in courses and young gatherings. Some of the religious movements that originated from abroad created some features that later became local characteristics. As an example, the Kurzio movement that flourished after the regime change in Hungary, creating unique local branches. Enthusiastic volunteers created the Mari Radio with the assistance of the originally Italian mother station. The Kurzio's dream was to create a location of a pilgrimage network throughout Central Europe, the Maria Road, that would connect these locations and are affiliated with the Virgin Mary, such as Mariazell, Csíksomlyó, Częstochowa, and Medjugorje. As an example, shown by the Santiago de Compostela pilgrimage road, the tradition of walking to pilgrimage locations saw its rebirth in Central Europe. The movement of prison visits was also initiated by the Kurzios and specific openings towards the gypsy population. Both movements' activities resulted in evangelization and spiritual rebirth. Through their evangelization, They reach others who otherwise are far from religion and religious life or wouldn't be perceptive to traditional spiritual approach. The Cursillos' other method, including knocking on doors in cities, where they call the attention of their brothers who become distant from the church, persuade them in return, offering them the warmth and love of the Christian communities. These spiritual movements are the most productive and liveliest part of the church. Numerous young people find the meaning of belief in God and may find their calling to the priesthood in these circles. It is possible that similar to the tumultuous centuries of the wandering years of the Hungarian and other European nations, the continent will witness consequential changes and many aspects of life and religion will change or disappear entirely. It is possible, however, as just like small islands of mainly Benedictine monasteries, during those turbulent times saved and passed on science, art, agriculture, but most of all religious traditions, in the same way we need to build these small living islands ourselves too. Every dynamic Christian family, every religious school, and every sincere religious community may become such a living island where we pass on the love and the values of our beliefs. These spiritual movements are those living islands and the hope of the church. The church with sincere community is the only one with a future where belief is not only a tradition but a sacred unity with God, where the priests and flock express and follow brotherly love, friar with common folk Christian practice with their faith together. This is the environment where the needy, sick, weak, and elderly find help, who pray the Lord with devotion, who lives among us. Lord, please give us strength to create one united church from these different kinds of small islets to become the earth's salt and brightness of the world.